Hey, back at it. Another podcast, another week. What's going on, Lane? How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. And I, absolutely love the fact
Oh, boy.
that there's tons of gaming controversy going on.
Right, well, what do you want to start off with today?
Oh, we're going to start out with Borderlands 3 all day.
All right, tell me what's going on there, because I'm not that updated on it. I've seen some things, but I haven't really read up that much. What's going on?
Okay, so let me go ahead and I don't know who broke this story, but it's all over the internet at this point. So even if I give credit to somebody, I'm sorry. But essentially, Randy Pitchford. Are you familiar with this gentleman? We spoke about him before.
Maybe before, yeah. Well, just go ahead and go over it again.
Yeah, discussing the whole tirade about no microtransactions, and then
oh,
him
right.
having cosmetics, and him not understanding that
Yeah,
that is a
yeah.
microtransaction.
Yeah.
Well,
See
he's
what's
at it
going on with
again.
him. Oh, of course.
So,
All right.
if you've noticed when you were watching the gameplay, did Claptrap sound different to you?
Not that I could notice. Why? What's going on?
Essentially, the guy who voiced Claptrap used to work at Gearbox, and he apparently basis without getting paid as a voice actor, right? Yeah. So, people were given the option to do it as opposed to being paid to do it, right?
Okay.
Sounds like there's something against the union there.
Huh.
But essentially, he quit or he left the company. There is a $12 million lawsuit going on right now. All right, it's a lawsuit over $12 million, which allegedly was given from 2K to Gearbox to pay out as royalties to all the employees at Gearbox. And apparently, the CEO, Randy Pitchford, siphoned it away, and nobody ever received that money.
Jeez, wow. So
So,
now it's coming back up again, and now they want their money.
yep. So essentially, this gentleman, David Eddings, he now has accused the Gearbox CEO, Randy Pitchford, of physical assault following a week of controversy. Of course, I'm reading that word for word, which is why it sounded so unnatural. But essentially, Eddings, what ended up happening was, they're in a Twitter fight right now where, Pitchford's like, well, he's bitter and disgruntled. And they're going back and forth and all this other weird crap. But basically, in 2017, apparently in one of the hotel lobbies, Pitchford got physically confrontational with Edding.
Yeah, I can imagine why.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at Pitchford's Twitter account, he goes on 18 tweet tirades. He just comes off as a complete douchebag that has no concept of reality. Which, in a way, okay, sure. There's madness to success, but not douchiness. And he seems to be taking douchiness to a whole new level. So, essentially, they went back and forth via the tweets. There was a discussion that's like, oh, well, Claptrap sounds different. Apparently, that was no big deal. And then Pitchford made a comment regarding, hey, we wanted him to come back. We were going to pay him to come back. We were actually going to give him double the union pay, but he turned it down. Right.
Okay.
And apparently, Eddings said, yeah, I'm willing to come back and do it, but I would like to be paid for what I did before already, like as a voice actor. Now, I'm
Yeah.
not going to go into the whether there was an agreement or disagreement between the two or between the company and its employees. I don't know that. I wasn't there. Nobody really knows the situation there.
Right.
But needless to say, it sounds like Pitchford didn't need to make a comment about it. Other than, yep, we had to go with a different voice actor. Mr. Eddings declined an opportunity to return. That's okay. That's all he had to say.
Well, this is like you would think. Wouldn't you think that some of the other shareholders, or I know Randy Pitchford is like the CEO, but like there's got to be some other, shareholders here that look
It
at this
comes
and
down
be
to
like,
2K.
yeah.
2K would be the ones that would be worried about shareholders. But I believe he's the full-on CEO of the company.
Well, just
So,
people inside of Gearbox is really, what I'm getting at. You think there'd be some upset in there saying like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Like, come on, man.
well, I mean, it's one of those environments where it's if it when you work for a private company, for example, there's a risk and reward, right? The risk is that you're working for somebody directly who may be batshit crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
The people at 2K, however, work for a public company, which is you might work with a company where the HR is batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's one of those things where you're dealing with one or the other. It's a double-edged sword. It depends on, and sometimes you work for a company that's both.
Mm.
Just because they're just batshit crazy. They're just that kind of company. Now, when it comes down to it, man, Pittsford's definitely got a track record of being a little bit erratic.
Right.
You know, he also, about, I think it was a couple of years ago at this point, he left a thumb drive at Medieval Times that was discussing things about Borderlands 3 on it. It had some, like, documents regarding it, and then it also had porn on it, too. So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's kind of a strange guy to begin with.
what the hell? I don't know
who keeps porn on a thumb drive nowadays. It's called Pornhub. Just look it up. It's free.
Yeah, you got the internet.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody that really pays for porn, but if you do, you know, good for you, man.
Yeah, you're on a different level if you're paying.
Yeah, so it's one of those deals where I just don't get it. But, hey, yeah. Man, to each their own. So.
But that's just, I mean, I think besides Randy Pittsford himself, I know we know he's crazy, but I think in the past we've seen this where there has been some, I don't want to say trauma, but like just, I guess, like disrespect towards voice actors.
Yeah.
We've seen that before in other, you know, with other developers.
They didn't bring back Dinklebot. That's what this is really all about, isn't it? You're mad that they didn't bring back Dinklebot.
I'm saying, Destiny. You know, I'm not saying he wasn't the best ghost voice actor for Destiny, but I'm saying that he was the best. He was the best, hands down.
I love mainly because I'm a Game of Thrones fan and Peter Dinklage can do no wrong.
I'm not going to lie. Well, you know me. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
I hate you for it.
But that definitely, like, playing Destiny 1, hearing his voice, it was like, I was like, oh, this is Peter Dinklage. Oh, I could see why.
Well, it could be worse. You could be our friend Brady, who is like, oh, no spoilers, don't discuss it. But he probably hasn't even watched a single episode of it in, like, 4 months.
Yeah, well, what do you, all right, so what do you think is, like, what's the proper length for spoilers? What do you get, like a month, a week?
You get like a week nowadays, man, with social media the way it is.
I feel like a week is too short. Like, I feel like you gotta give people.
We're talking about the internet world, bro.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, the next day, I know that's a thing, but I'm saying like you talking with your friends. What's like the right like the time here? You know, I think a month's a good amount of time.
I'm giving 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, all right. I don't know. It's like 14 days. I don't know. I feel like that's a little too short, but that's just me. That's just me.
So, but, you know, okay. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree and walk away from the table on that one. Other things in gaming news, Red Dead Redemption 2 Online update was released this week. And it's going to be followed up by a very large, significant expansion on the PS4 and Xbox One.
Huh.
Yep. So, open target races. Apparently, where you're going to race on horse track, and you're going to have to take down targets all across open space. Updates also going to include double breasted Hartman jacket, a bunch of gold bar count before the big expansion arrives. Blah blah blah. Okay, this is due to a lack of content currently available. But basically, there's supposed to be a big spring update that's coming out with some actual content, because I don't know if you followed Red Dead Online, but it's been a bit annoying. So it's, you know how you sign into Fortnite every single time and it says beta?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says the same thing with Red Dead Online.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it's really, really frustrating because when it comes down to it, there's just been no updates and it's just been very basic. So there was a lot of people that power leveled, you know, I jumped up to about 35, 40 and I was like, I'm bored.
Are they doing the same, like trying to follow the same model as GTA with in terms of online?
Kind of, but GTA Online had more at release. I feel like maybe it was just because there's cars and everything, but you know, the way they do cars versus the way they do horses are two different things. Well, horses you beast, have to buy or earn through microtransactions or whatever, or, you know, whereas GTA, you could just you steal a car any moment. You know?
Right.
With horses, you can't really jump onto other people's horses and just break them in and take them. You can't do it. They don't let you do that for some reason.
Is the world as big as GTA, or is it smaller?
It's bigger.
It's bigger? Okay.
I'll put it to you this way, dude. They encompassed, it's probably four times larger. Well, actually, you know, I would say it's probably like a third larger than GTA 5.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's probably two to three times bigger. I would say actually maybe three or four times bigger than the original Red Dead.
Okay. Wow.
Because it incorporates parts of the original Red Dead map.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like you can go see what the town was because this is a prelude game. So you can go see, like, four or five of the towns before Red Dead, the original Red Dead. So, like, a bunch of them are ghost towns, and they're kind of like skeletons. They're not what they're going to be because, you know, right, it's set, like, 10 years afterwards or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And a lot happened in 10 years in the West, you know. But it's really cool. I mean, it's basically, if you're looking at the whole map, everything that you used to have access to before in the original Red Dead is like kind of the bottom left, and then the top left, top right, and bottom right and center obviously are all brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great game. The story was probably one of the best I've ever had. I've played. I put it up there with God of War last year for one of the best stories. I've never that came good, close huh? to crying in the middle of a game, and I almost cried.
Jeez. Wow.
It's got one of the saddest twists of all time. And the thing is, like, you know, I always thought John Marston, who was the first character in Red Dead, I always thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to love another character more than him.
Yeah.
Because you know, you play through the story, you get attached to him. He's got a certain, like, toughness to him that the Chief has, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But a little bit more pizzazz, because, you know, it's the West. Oh, yeah. But then you play this prelude game and you meet one of the guys that influenced John the most, and you see why and you see how. And John was kind of a wuss compared to him, at least at that time. And, you know, the main character is Arthur Morgan, and he's probably, I grew attached to him because it's one of the few games where your decisions affect the story. So if you're a complete jackass, like, people interact with you differently. But if you do good, people interact with you differently. If you're in the middle, people interact with you differently.
Like, we need more games like that. You know, I think, like, you need more games that are reactive like that.
Yeah. More immersive. It is literally your own story. For example, there's a cutscene that there's like three different cutscenes that can pop up in one at one area where you, like, for example, you go to, you end up going to one of the train stations just for like a quick little thing, and you walk up to it, and it can either be someone from your gang, a nun that you helped out in a city, or some other person. And of course, I like to play the good guy. And you know, you're starting out as an outlaw, so there's immediately an inherent, like, kind of bad to you, but you can still be like an anti-hero, you know. Still gonna do bad things in the story, but you can be an anti-hero essentially, where you're like, you know, there's nothing good about me, and like, your character's talking so negatively, he's being hard on himself, and it's relatable. But everyone around you is just like, you know, the only times I ever see you smile is when you're helping people, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, so it's got the depth where it's like, okay, different people, different cutscenes, different characters. It's a fantastic game. Very well made, crafted. I've never been more attached to a character.
It's good to see that they're coming out with this big update, though, that they're always paying some attention to it.
It only took them like 6 months.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll give the players, you know, a chance to go back. Maybe. Were you going to go back to check it out then?
Absolutely. Right. I mean, I love Red Dead Redemption. I really do. I understand there's a lot of people that prefer GTA, and that's great. But GTA games take years to make. So does Red Dead. It's a hell of a filler.
Yeah.
That open world games are just fantastic in general.
Oh, they're amazing. They're one of my favorite types of games, is because it's just, I love games like that because you can get so lost in it. You know, like one of my favorite games is Ghost Recon Wildlands, and that game map is huge. I mean, I could just drive around for hours. Just,
I'll be honest with you, anyone that did not play Red Dead Redemption they're hurting themselves more than anything because of how good of a quality that game was.
Yeah, and you mean you guys had, if as a Red Dead fan, you had to wait a long time from 1 to 2, so for it to pay off like this.
even if you're not a Red Dead fan, like if you're not like a shooter fan, anything like that, you don't have to be a shooter. There's hunting. There's tons of things to do in this game that are just exciting and challenging. But you're doing yourself an injustice. If you like story-driven games, and if you like well-crafted stories, if you like, you don't have to necessarily like the Wild West.
Yeah.
It's just a, like, as a story-driven game, it is one of the best games I've ever played.
Huh. Well, and speaking of, like, open-world games, Ghost Recon, they teased a teaser. So, this Thursday, they're going to show off a trailer for who knows what. They showed just a quick blurb saying Ghost Recon coming this Thursday. So, we'll see on Thursday what they mean by that. You know, they didn't even say what the name of it is. It could be a new game. It could just be an update. Like, we don't, honestly, this, like, this thing that they posted, this teaser, it's like, it's nothing. It gives us no info. But it just says, I mean, I'll read it. It just says, calling all ghosts, turn into the Ghost Recon world premiere on May 9th. So we don't know if this is going to be a new game. Is this going
to be a new game?
Who knows?
I mean, they said world premiere, right?
It says world premiere event May 9th.
It's going to be a game.
Yeah, but the thing is it going to be a new title? Is this going to be Wildlands 2?
It's going to be in the Ghost Recon series.
Yeah, at least we know that. But I mean, it could be a new Ghost Recon future warfighter. Could be
probably a future warfighter. It's been a while. Who knows? They probably want to reboot them. You know, they used to sell well.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a huge series. They got a lot of love.
Yeah, and rightly so. They earned it. They're a great, great, great game.
Yeah.
Grawl 3 kind of sucked, but that's okay.
And speaking of Ghost Recon 2, also a point, I don't know if you saw it, but they came out with a Ghost Recon Wildlands does a great job of keeping the game fresh, where every now and then they do these cool little missions that have like really cool featured characters in them.
Yeah.
Like they did one with Predator, one with Splinter Cell.
With Predator?
Yeah. It was an actual Predator event where you and your team in Wildlands had to go into the jungle and try and track down Predator. And it had like a bunch of like hints from the movie too. Like there was the green blood on the trees. There was like the Predator.
Now, does he end up just whacking you? Because that's how I would anticipate that going down.
Yeah, he's a tough fight. He is a tough fight. But
I just don't see that going well for anybody that's tracking down Predator, because technically you're going to become the prey pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you beat him eventually, but he puts up a one hell of a fight because he has the rockets and the lasers and everything. And but it was fun because then you, after you beat him, you get to wear his cosmetic gear. So it's like, it's cool. So they've done things like that, and they did the Splinter Cell mission where you get the, you know, the special Splinter Cell goggles and everything. So they've been doing that, and recently they did one that was around Punisher, where the actor from the Punisher series on Netflix was in the game, and there was like a mission where you actually went and helped him out and did some stuff with him and got his like kind of some of his gear and stuff. So that was real. That's recently new. So if you haven't done it, go check it out. But I always just loved how they do that. So I'm excited to see what they're going to show off on Thursday, and what it's going to be. There's a lot of speculation. I hope it's a future warfighter. To be honest, I do, because that'd be awesome. One thing I wanted to talk to you about was, I don't know if you heard, but because I know you're an Xbox player just like me. Did you see Xbox's new community standards that they came out with?
No.
Standards. It was really just circled around trash talking. They wanted to update their guidelines and what it means to what's an acceptable form of trash talking and what isn't. So I'm gonna run by some examples that they put on their website. I'm gonna trash talk you, all right, Lane, and I just want you to not get offended, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So this is acceptable trash talk from their website, all right?
Okay.
Hey, man, that was some serious potato aim. Get wrecked. Only reason you went positive was you spent all game camping. Try again.
That's acceptable.
That sucked. Get good and come back when your KD's are. Now, on to say, now, what's going too far with trash talk is not good, is using profanity, sexual threats, racial slurs. here's one that I think you'll get a good laugh at. And I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, but I feel like if you do get offended by this, you kind of you need to just find something else to do. This when they said that's going too far, it says, "You suck. Get out of my country. Maybe they'll let you back in when your KD's over one." So I thought, and people are obviously making a meme out of all of this. Of all of this, just not making like fun of the fact that they updated this. They're saying, okay, all right, well, you know, fine, whatever. They need to update their harassment policies or whatever for the future. But the fact that they put these examples up here are just hilarious, and it's just absolutely hilarious. I actually saw some people tweeting at what's his name? What's his name? Major Nelson, like saying like. You know, calling him a serious potato and stuff. It's, but it's awesome. That's awesome. So if you're on Xbox, go read the new community standards and get informed and stop all the hate. Stop all the hate and let's get some good trash talking out there. All right.
Yep, absolutely. I rip Modern Warfare 2 lobbies.
Yeah, we will if. If
these kids... like I'm gonna be honest with you guys, like we're probably the last generation that didn't get offended by dumb crap.
It was the Modern Warfare 2 lobbies back in the day were so special because they forced you to be in game chat. So you didn't have a choice. You had to either mute people or just deal with it.
And you know, that is what the mute button's for.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, and I mute every like, for example, I drop it on Fortnite and I mute at least one player on my team because I hear a squeaker go, "Does anybody have a mic?"
I always love that.
I just mute them. I don't even tell them. I don't talk. I just mute them.
My favorite is the guy who's still using a Kinect microphone in this 2019.
Oh, and you can hear his wife in the background. Being
he's across
like,
the room.
I'm making tuna casserole tonight.
Like, I just want to put a PSA out there. If you're trash talking on a Kinect mic, just stop. So please, just, it's not.
You're embarrassing yourself. Okay, go back to your fishbowl.
It's over.
No, but you know, I get it in a way because right. This generation of kids don't have a frame of reference.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, everybody. You know, this is the funniest thing ever, man. Because like, I'm one of the least sensitive people I know, and I'm saying that. Pretty unbiasedly. I mean, you would probably say the same thing. I make pretty dark jokes. And the reason I do that is it's a coping mechanism for stress. But these kids have no coping mechanisms for stress. And apparently, like, these things stress them out even more. Like,
yeah,
we would be in lobbies. I'd be called a cracker. I'd be, you know, like, back and forth. People would be racist with each other. And you just got to let it roll off your shoulders. That's all it was. Like, you know, whether you're white or black, people are going to talk shit to you just to talk shit. And they're going to say things to get in your head. And it works 99% of the time. And it makes the other player play like shit if they're emotionally connected to it.
Yeah.
I feel like I am a better worker today because I had to put up with crazy shit. I feel like a more resilient person because of it. But I guess to each their own, like, you know, it blows my mind. I don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. All I can do is just say, okay, like, whatever, blow it off, you know?
The whole point of trash talking is getting into your opponent's mind to make them, like, you know, play worse.
Yeah,
and that's the whole point.
90% of the time, it's just like when's the last time you and I were in an open lobby where we were not in a party chat?
Yeah, I probably not since it's been a long time.
As you get older, you just stay in that party chat. You don't go into game chat. Like, we tried going into game chat. Like, you and I went in one day trying to get a fight with people. Nobody had a mic because they were all in their own party chat.
Exactly. Everyone's in their own party chat. That's why, you know, I like I said, in Modern Warfare 2, it's like when you played Search and Destroy, it forced you into game chat, so you had to deal with it. It was awesome. It was great. Some of the best times are in those game chats, Lowie. That's no doubt. How you meet people and how you become friends.
Some of the best friends I've ever do them first.
Exactly. But so if you're on Xbox, get well informed. Go read those community guidelines.
Also, for these new community guidelines, Xbox Live is also increasing in price by 25%. So it's now going to be $50 for an entire year as opposed to $40.
You know, and how much is PlayStation's? Because I feel like that's still on par.
That's a good question, because I haven't played for PlayStation in a while because I traded mine in. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, I don't really feel like that's that bad for a year. I mean, you think about it, $50 for a year, that's... What? That's less than $5 a month, less than that.
What the hell is it called? PlayStation Go? I don't remember.
I think it's just PlayStation Plus.
Oh, PlayStation Network, that's it.
Or yeah. PlayStation Go.
Dude, it's been a minute.
The PS Go, I think, wasn't that like a Vita.
I know. I'm embarrassed. I know that you can play online for free.
Yeah.
It's always online's always been free, but PlayStation Plus isn't. So let's see how much PlayStation Plus is. For an entire year, $43.68, about $45. $40 to $45.
Yeah, I mean that. Honestly, it's not that bad of a deal.
$50. You're getting ripped anyway. So whatever.
I mean, for a whole year though. I mean, that's true. And I don't think that's bad. I mean, we're out here paying probably twice that for Netflix.
Yeah, but in reality, like, what are you getting out of it?
Yeah, well, you're getting two free games a month. There's that.
Yeah. I mean, they're not usually games that you care about.
Yeah, but for us, you know, like someone like you and me, where we have our, we can afford, you know, new games and stuff. But like I just think about back when I was a kid and I grew up. If I had Xbox Live back then, when I didn't really have that much income, like that. That's a great offer to me. Like,
yeah, okay, that's fair.
You know,
I won't even disagree with you. You know what? In fact, I'll agree with you. How's that?
Yeah. Plus, I mean, like, what? I mean, we were talking earlier too. Remember, we were Xbox said that later this year they're going to be coming out with a program where they combine Game Pass and Xbox Live. So, yep. You know, when that comes out, that's going to be huge.
That might be what that is.
Could be. Or that could, or could just be them adjusting prices for that, you know, coming up.
It could be. They got to release a new console. It's gonna be millions of dollars. You know, they're gonna do,
yeah,
a bunch of different stuff. So,
all right. So there's one big hot topic right now. I want to talk to you about that. You know, I don't. You know me. I don't usually like to get a lot really political, but I feel like I want to just talk to you about this topic. Your idea, just see what your thoughts are on that. So this happened like literally a day ago. There was the news where Riot employees did a walkout and against the forced arbitration going on with our Riot Games. So just wanted to get your thoughts on that. I mean, I'll say my thoughts first, I guess. I think the forced arbitration thing, I think it is kind of a wrong thing to do. I feel like that shouldn't be in their contract, or they shouldn't be forced to have that. But yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know if they're even going to respond to this. I doubt Riot's even going to, you know, what are they going to do?
Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Sorry to switch this up on you. Microsoft Solitaire inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a few other games are in there too. There's like, I think they put in the original Mortal Kombat. I think they put in there. I think they also have like the original, like one of the original Mario Karts is in there. A whole bunch of stuff. So who would know that Solitaire? I mean, I guess it's on literally on every PC, so.
Yeah, yep.
But,
I mean, it's literally, I'm more surprised it took this long to get in the Hall of Fame.
Honestly, yeah.
This was like the forerunner of games. Solitaire, whoever was the genius that came up with Solitaire and in general and put it on a computer is the man.
Yeah, no, he probably, I don't even know how much he got paid for that, but probably some dude worked for Microsoft at the time.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to run down a list of just upcoming releases. We'll just go through them, you know, get your thoughts, see what's going on, what we're going to deal with. So, recently, Days Gone came out April 26th. That was a zombie survival game. I've seen some good stuff already come out of that. I don't know if you ever took a look at it, but. It's kind of like a zombie survival game. Has some good physics, and there's just tons of zombies, and it's a good game. It's like a post-apocalyptic game. So that looks interesting. Another good zombies game came out was World War Z.
I leave you to zombie games.
World War Z, I've heard people even compare World War Z to Left 4 Dead. Now, Left 4 Dead is an amazing game, but World War Z, just watch the trailer for it, and it is like the way it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. It's a 4-player horde mode zombie survival game like Left 4 Dead, where you have missions to do and you go through this whole thing with your friends, and everyone has a different role too and everything. But like just the amount of zombies running at you in this game is unbelievable. I mean, I'm talking about like you're on top of a wall shooting these zombies. And they will just swarm the wall and climb on top of each other to get to you. It's insane. Definitely worth taking a look at it. Even if you're not interested, I would always just see how crazy it is. Games are coming up in this May. Rage 2 comes out May 14th. To be honest, I've never played the first Rage. Never did. But this game, I guess, you know, I watched.
Oh, I played Rage. Rage is freaking phenomenal. So Rage 2 is going to be phenomenal as well.
What I get from it, it kind of looks like a Mad Max style thing. Is that right?
Bingo.
Yeah. But it looks awesome. Looks like a lot of fun.
It is. It is one of the most fun games I've played. I played Rage late after it came out, probably about a year after it first came out, and it was really, really fun. So I can't remember too much about the story elements because I
kind of... It looks like this is the kind of game where you just literally just go off the rails and do whatever the hell you want.
Bingo. You just have a ton of fun. It does not really matter what happens, that kind of thing. So, go ahead. Continue.
If you're playing the Switch... They're going to have a Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered coming out on the Switch May 21st. I don't know why they chose Assassin's Creed 3, to be honest. I don't know why. But I don't know if they... Why not choose one of the... Like, Assassin's Creed 2 or the original?
I don't know.
I feel like that's just kind of an odd pick, but whatever. I mean, maybe it was like one that was just fan voted, or maybe they just thought it was the easiest to remaster. I don't know.
Hold on a second. Assassin's Creed 3. Let me...
Could be more to it than that. I'm not really sure.
I'm going to see what their sales comparison was. Just for an
explanation. I remember when Assassin's Creed 3 came out. I would ask my friends about it. Like, what do you think about it?
Ah. I now know why.
Why is that?
Because America.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's about America. But still, Assassin's Creed 3 came out originally... I remember like talking to my friends because I was a big Assassin's Creed fan, and I loved Assassin's Creed 2 and the whole.
Well, that came out March 29th.
But no, the remaster on Switch coming out.
Oh, okay, yeah. That came out March 29th for everybody on Xbox and everything, I guess. Oh,
okay. So, yeah, I remember back when Assassin's Creed 3 first came out, people were giving it a ton of shit. Because, I mean, people were comparing it to Assassin's Creed 2 and the Ezio storyline. And here's a new one that's in America, and it was just kind of like not as great. There was just some issues with it, with the combat and everything. It was kind of different. But not that I didn't like it. It was still, I think it was still a decent game. And the storyline is pretty cool because it is about, you know, early America, which is really pretty cool. Yeah, so, well, I mean, if you're on the Switch, you can look out for that if you want to get it on May 21st. That's coming out. I'm just going over some major games that at least to me, that I think are major games coming out. Well, they're going to be coming out with another Super Mario Maker, if people are interested in that. Coming out with, let's see, I mean, there really isn't that many things this fall, just going by this list I'm looking at. Or, I'm sorry, not this fall, this summer. And who knows, we're going to probably see more come on E3, of course. We'll probably hear a ton of releases. You got, you know, Borderlands in September. You got the new Star Wars coming out. That's going to be coming out in November. Still kind of waiting to hear more info on that. I can't wait to see more stuff on that. But it's EA. So, again, we got to play it ear to ear. Don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Apex Legends is falling off big time.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really heard that much good things with Apex recently.
Well, there's apparently a lot of hackers, a lot of modders, a lot of just random crap that's just ruining for everybody.
It seems like, I mean, especially with, you know what, let's talk about Battle Royales. Let's talk about Fortnite, how they just wiped Tilted Towers.
Thank God.
I think
we're always all hated Tilted because everybody dropped there all the time. But if you wanted to win, you just didn't drop Tilted.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Tilted was like, you know, I'm trying to think, like, where, what was the big spot to drop before Tilted was even there?
I know this answer because we played it before that.
Yeah.
Probably. Usually people would do Dusty Depot.
Yeah.
Or they would do Retail Row.
Oh, Retail was a huge one.
Which Retail got wiped too.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Dusty and Retail both got destroyed by the volcano.
And
yes, there's a volcano.
Let's also talk about how you can't forget they brought the drum gun back.
They did. And it's fantastic.
Some people, you know, you say it's fantastic, but I've seen a lot of hate against it too.
It's a really good mid-range gun if you know how to use it.
Yeah.
And the hate's usually because somebody just got killed from it and they nerd raged and they went online.
Well, from what I've heard, it's like the drum gun's like literally everywhere and it's really good. So it's like
everybody can get it. Yeah. It's there's too many of them right now, I will say that. They just keep popping up left.
What does
it
drop? Is it a blue? Is it drop blue?
Drops is green and blue usually. I've rarely seen a purple version of it, but I'm sure there is one.
Maybe they should just make it like a harder variant, make it like a yellow or make it a purple, you know?
That does not sound like it would solve anybody's issues.
Well, you just make it scarce. Just make it, you know, not as available.
The greens drop pretty consistently, but usually right when I pick up a green one, there's a blue one that drops like immediately after. So it's really awkward how that always seems to happen, but it does. But I like it. It's okay. Like, it's not as accurate as an assault rifle. If you have a good shot with an assault rifle, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times versus a drum gun.
Still though.
But if you're good at spraying bullets in a general direction and being accurate in that general direction and staying on their body, you're going to wipe it pretty quickly.
I think it was a smart idea though, by Epic, to make kind of like that community event where the community votes on what gun to unlock. I think that was a great idea by them, because
I think so too.
Whatever the community chooses, you can only blame yourself.
I mean, there's a shotgun revolver that's out now that's a little bit weird. It doesn't use shotgun bullets, but it uses 50 cal bullets.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of weird. It's like you shoot it and you jump back like 3 or 4 feet.
That's kind of odd. Yeah.
Yeah. Kickback's super strong on it, but it was really odd, but it was fun at the same time, I guess. So.
That's interesting. I mean, the reason why I brought that up, because it looks like Fortnite is, you know, I feel like every time Fortnite starts to get a little, like, kind of dull, it comes right back up. Like, it's never hit the bottom. Whereas with Apex, it was huge, very popular, and then now it's, like, down. It's, like, way down. So.
Agreed.
And so, I feel like you could kind of say that each battle royale has its own audience, that they're not a shared audience, really.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there are dedicated Apex players. There are dedicated Blackout players. I'm willing to bet there are even dedicated, I don't even know what it's called, is it Firestorm for Battlefield? They're probably dedicated to those ones, too.
Yep, I can agree with that.
But, so that's, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. I want to bring it back, though, to that Ghost Recon announcement coming this Thursday. I saw a comment that said, I swear to God, this better not be a Battle Royale. And it made me think, like, could you imagine if they got into Battle Royale, if they're like, hey, this is going to be Ghost Recon Wildlands Battle Royale.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah, me too. Me included. Because, like, I would, oh my God, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them getting into that. I think they're smart enough to realize there's a niche and they're not in that niche.
Yeah, I hope so.
If you look at all the other, like, besides, like, Call of Duty, I guess Call of Duty's doing okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of to be expected. Call of Duty's always had that staying power, you know? But for the most part, I mean, everybody's kind of already in on the niche at this point, you know?
Speaking of Call of Duty, I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but Call of Duty just came out with an update, so they have some new maps, new zombies, new specialists.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, not even a week out. That hasn't even been out a week yet, and they've already announced that they're going to nerf the specialists they just released.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens, man. Balancing's not easy for a game like that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing Call of Duty has always struggled with, is that their desire to make public game, like, the public games fun, but still somehow keep it competitive. It's kind of hard to do when you have that many guns and that many specialists and all this other junk in the game.
You know,
so I kind of really do hope the next one is a Modern Warfare game. I really do. I hope they kind of bring it back down to make it a little bit more simpler. Not so complex with a lot of the specialists,
Well, the specialist is definitely a Treyarch thing, I think, right?
Well, they had it. No, they had it in Infinity Ward. Had it in their game, the last one,
and
Infinite Warfare. They had specialists. So
they're really running out of good ideas, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't think they're gonna go back to, like, advanced movement systems with jetpacks or, you know, the boosts and the wall runs. I don't think they'll go back there yet.
That's advanced warfighter, right?
Huh?
That's advanced warfighter usually, right?
They had Advanced Warfare was made by Sledgehammer.
Oh, Warfighter, Advanced, whatever it was. I don't remember.
What, Call of Duty?
Yeah, Advanced Warfare. That was
Sledgehammer. Yeah, Advanced Warfare was made by Sledgehammer. They were the first ones to do it, which they used the jetpacks. And then it went over to Black Ops 3, which it still kind of had jetpacks where you could still boost in the air and wall run. And then they did Infinite Warfare, which was Infinity Ward, and they just continued on that same thing. You could boost around and you could wall run. And then Sledgehammer was like, people want boots on the ground, so we're going to go back to World War II.
Yeah.
And it was okay. It's okay. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't amazing. It wasn't what people really wanted. I don't think, but hopefully this isn't a Modern Warfare game. And hopefully there's no dolphin diving, there's no sliding, there's no jumping, and no jetpacks, no specialists. And for God's sakes, please, no weapon variants. I swear to God, if they have weapon variants, I'm going to lose my mind. But they'll probably still have loot crates, without a doubt. I don't think they're going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
But other things going on. Besides the upcoming releases, talking about that. The only other thing I can talk about is that if you're a Destiny player, new mission just came out for you. You can go get a new exotic pulse rifle called Outbreak Prime. If you play Destiny 1, it's pretty similar to the SIVA weapon they had in there that you can get in the raid.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting mission. Because if you play through the Destiny 2 storyline, there you get to fight alongside some fallen enemies, and you also face against some fallen enemies, which are at 690 power, and the cap is 700 right now. So it's a very, very tough mission. People, it's going to be hard to do, but at the end of it, you get an exotic weapon. And so you can go get that right now. I would just check out Reddit, check out some videos or some guides out there you can go take a look at. That's all I can think of that's recently in gaming news. There's no. I mean, you got anything else, Lane?
That's pretty much it for me, bud.
All right, well, I mean, unless you got anything else, I think we can wrap it up. I think that was a good highlights of what's been happening.
Absolutely. I think it was fantastic, man. I had a good time today. Let's do this again on Thursday, same time.
Same time, same place.
I'm all for it, dude. All right. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. And then where can you find our information there, John?
Facebook, Twitter, MWM Games Podcast. Give us a follow, subscribe, like, share it. You can find us on all audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Over here on Anchor, you can come find us there pretty much anywhere. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or anyone else, hit the subscribe button. Take a look so you can get informed, see when we're coming out with new episodes. And I think that's about it.
Okay, perfect. Well,
all right, we'll see everyone else then later in the week.
Have a good one, guys. See ya.